nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Klein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Klein.
An unknown author said, "Success is not how far you have to travel, but the distance you've traveled from the start." Hi, I'm Steve Klein, and welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. In the studio today are two guests who are successful. Our first playmaker has a solution to detect illness and prevent infections, while our next playmaker has developed a rugged tablet computer for the military and other industries. With us today is the CEO of a company who is making wellness epidemic, while our next CEO has overcome the cycle of computer obsolescence. These great playmakers are Rick Heller. Rick is CEO of Wello Incorporated, and Steve Carpenter. Steve is CEO of Integra Technologies, and we're going to begin today's show with Steve. Steve Carpenter is the CEO of Integra Technologies and brings over 36 years of experience building global organizations in information technology services, customer relationship management, and retail media. Now, Integra Technologies is a high-tech company that designs, manufactures, and markets a patented modular software and hardware computing platform for military, industrial, and commercial customers. Integra released its first embodiment of this new open modular solution in late 2014 in the form of a ruggedized tablet computer called Crossfire Pro, and we have one in the studio here with Steve, and we'll be talking about that. Steve, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Hey, thank you very much. Good to be here.
Well, I'm glad you're here. This is a fascinating technology because we were talking a lot before the show started. But you've been associated with and or run a number of companies over the last 25-plus years. What was the impetus? What drove you to start Integra Technologies and develop a rugged computer tablet that stands up the rigors of combat and you've reduced and almost eliminated obsolescence?
You know, what we saw in my history in particular is we saw over and over again good technology ending up in the landfills where people would say, you know, all you need to do is upgrade the processor, add another connector, do something incremental to the device. And we just got tired of seeing the landfills getting fuller and fuller of perfectly good devices. So we leveraged our history of engineering design services and came up with this platform we call Crossfire Pro, which is really built around modularity. We decided to make a platform that was future-proof. So as commercial military customers deploy these devices, you know, tens, hundreds, thousands of them, and want to refresh them over time, it's not a total refresh. It's an incremental refresh.
And it's just amazing. I'm looking at the Crossfire Pro right now, and it's a tablet. It's a little bit heavier because of the design, and as you were mentioning, they want it a little heavier. But it looks rugged. But as we were talking earlier, you said really the key is reduction obsolescence because this can last for a long time. It's plug and play. Talk about that.
Well, it's all about the modularity. You know, if you think about why technology changes, it's because there's a new processor, there's a new display, a new connector, a new accessory, a new module. But today's world, all of the hardware manufacturers are all about churn. They want you to buy their product every 2 to 3 years and buy a new one. We decided let's make hardware behave like software so that as your business changes up or down based upon changes in technology or business, this mobile platform adapts and reconfigures based upon those needs. We use the words fluid and flexible. We want this device to basically ebb and flow as your business changes, not only in the commercial world, but in the military.
And this is, you can touch this with your fingers, you can touch this with a glove, it just works. What was interesting as we were talking prior to the show starting, you said that this is something that you can take with you every place. You plug it in as a module in your computer in the office, you pull it out, you take it with you, you just have it with you like a cell phone. And this is going to, as you said, revolutionize the computer and tablet world.
Well, just think about your average day. You start in the office, you're in your vehicle, you go to the field, you're at home, you're on an airplane. You want a device that will transcend all of those use cases and support you as you're going through your day-to-day work activities, but also at home at night. You want to be able to work by day, play by night, but like with our phones today, the phones never leave our side. The idea behind Crossfire Pro and what we did here, it was really to build a platform that changes the way you behave, changes your workflow, adapts to your work a day and your play by night.
Well, let's talk about where you have these right now. We were discussing this a little before the show started again. Who has these and where are you going with this?
We originally built this for the U.S. military. These today are being deployed in specially modified Humvees for air traffic control, actually using these this platform in battlefield conditions. I mean, navigating around the drones and the attack helicopters. So it was built to be in a very tough world. We've moved into the commercial side now. We're with oil and gas companies on the rigs and the refineries. We're with first responders on the EMS side with, you know, with the actual EMS technicians using them at the time of trauma. They're being used by law enforcement. They're going underground in gold and coal mining. Public utility companies are using these as they service their customer base. And we're moving into commercial aviation.
It's also user-friendly, too, as I was holding it with the way you have it, it's friendly for my hands. It makes it comfortable to use because it sounds like whoever's using this is going to be using it all day, and it has to be very comfortable for them. So you've obviously worked a lot of things into this. When would this or will this become a consumer product?
You know, if you think about all the major innovations that we've seen today, from LEDs to the internet to other technologies, all of them had their genesis with the DOD, with the military. That's where these things became incubated. We started with the military. This is where we had our first requirement to come up with a modular platform was for the military. We moved it into the commercial space, first in a kind of a ruggedized environment, you know, your oil and gas fields, your warehouses. But the next generation of our product, which will be thinner and lighter, same modularity, same future-proofing, will be designed for the consumer world. We have a lot of our military and commercial customers today have said, can I buy one of these for my kids? They would love this because it can be used in the schools, it can be used at play, and I don't have to worry about it getting broken or going obsolete.
Well, you mentioned something about the average age of a nuclear aircraft carrier is about 19 and a half years, and these kids are now using this, and they're going to want to have it once they leave. I can also see how this would be great in schools because the kids are going to drop them, and it won't break.
Yeah.
And what I like about this, as you were mentioning to me, is the plug and play. Talk about that in terms of the process or the hard drive. How is that going to work? How is this going to be a computer or tablet that's going to last 7-plus years?
If you think about all the things that can go obsolete with technology, it's the display, it's the engines, the processors, the memory, the stores, the radios, the connectors. All those things change over time, and they get better. We took every component of a mobile platform that could go obsolete, and we made it plug-and-play and modular. The current generation has to go back to a service depot, somebody who's trained to be around technology, but our next generation coming out will be more end-user friendly to allow them to make more of these changes locally. But the idea here is we wanted to make a platform that would continually change, and that's a key thing you have in our whole value prop here, is that the only thing constant in business and military and the consumer world is change.
So a new processor comes out, more power. What do I do once I have the second generation?
Intel loves us because when they come out with new chips every 12 to 18 months, we can get those chips to market faster because in our mobile platform, there's a board about the size of a post-it notepad, and on it has the processor, the graphics engine, and the memory. That is what gets changed every 12 to 18 months. And we designed it that basically two screws, it comes out, put a new one back in, and now you've upgraded this to the latest, greatest processor from Intel. We do it today in our depot, not the factory, but our depot. But once again, back to the future. If you look at how Michael Dell and how Dell got started many, many years ago, they created a modular desktop. So that changed the conversation on how people use technology. We're doing the same thing with mobile platforms because mobility and tablets and smartphones are hot. In a consumer play, yes, if you want to buy a new phone every year, that's fine because it's one phone. But as a commercial or military user, you're doing 5 and 10,000 of these things. To refresh those is a huge disruption to the workflow. You got to bring the old devices back, put the new ones out there. That is very costly and very expensive to the end user.
Well, let's talk about that. You mentioned service depots. Where do you have those?
Oh, luckily, we have one right here in Dallas-Fort Worth. I mean, we're based here in Plano, and our contract manufacturer and our forward and reverse logistics providers are all based here in the DFW area. It's one of the great things about being in DFW. So a huge ecosystem here to support us.
We're speaking with Steve Carpenter. Steve is CEO of Integra Technology. His website is integratech.com, and tech is T-E-C, and Integra is E-N-T-E-G. And RA and then TEC.com. We were talking about battery life when before the show started, and you said something interesting in terms of how you can switch the batteries out, and the battery has there's an internal power system. What's going to happen when I all of a sudden I need to put a new battery in? How do I do that?
Yeah, it's always a question you get asked is how long is your battery life? And we said, how big do you want the tablet to be and how heavy do you want it to be? Because it's the law of physics. Batteries are defined by their rating. We decided to make the battery very nice, very small, and very, very much user-friendly. We designed it so that all of our tablets are hot swappable. So while you're running your applications, as you're doing your job, you do not need to power it down or turn it off or do anything other than remove the battery. You have a minute and a half to put a new one back in. So you can run this thing 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Just keep swapping out the batteries. Great for doctors who do their rounds at multiple hospitals. It's great for field techs who are out there for, you know, for 12, 14 hours at a time. You don't have to worry about the battery life.
I would think your biggest problem, should you have a problem, is the fact, not that you have a great product, is that most people don't know who you are. What are you doing to get out into those markets to let people know what you have to give them the opportunity to buy?
You know, we are the best-kept secret. To date, we've had some very good coverage by the media, both locally and nationally. But we found our best way to get the word out is through our customers. We have seen that we would go into a customer who may have 12 problems to solve. We say solve just one of them with our product. They then become our best evangelists. They call their friends, their fellow CIOs. They call everybody they know and say, look, we have found the perfect answer. And your value is really dependent upon what others say about you. So the fact that our customers and our partners become our best source of new business because they believe in this, they support it, and they said, you guys have fundamentally changed the conversation, and we like it.
It's amazing when Apple announces a new product, especially the new iPhone, and the hundreds of thousands of people that are standing in line the night before to be there, be the first initial adopter of that new product, you're changing the game. That's not going to happen. Now, the downside is you don't have the newest and brightest and prettiest, but you have something that's going to last you a long time, and the expenditure goes down dramatically. Cost on one of these things, how would it compare to a regular computer or tablet?
You know, if you compare us to the iPad, which we get compared to the most, we're roughly about two times the price of an iPad. If you look at how we compare to other, you know, competitive products, we're right there at the same price points, if not a little bit less. But here's the difference. They last 2 to 3 years. We plan to last 7 years. We plan to do incremental upgrades instead of spending thousands of dollars to buy a new device because you want to change something. It's hundreds of dollars. And it's not a total refresh of what you've deployed to your end users.
So with all you've done, with the markets you're going to, how soon do you think this could become a consumer product?
You know, my best guess is it's going to be sometime in 16. What's happened is our commercial and military customers have already asked for them. They personally want to buy it to bring home to their kids, to let them use them in their schools, whatever. This is going to become viral to where as this becomes more and more deployed in commercial and military customers, they're going to take this home, and the consumers are going to come to us. We've seen a lot of people ask for this. We will be in consumer at some point in time. Our next version of the product will be lighter, thinner, and more designed for the consumer play.
Well, you heard it here first about this new product, which is called Crossfire Pro. And Steve, again, tell everybody how they can find out more about you.
You know, our website is IntegraTech.com. There's no H at the end. And our number is 800-766-2026. And we're based here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Plano, so we're local to all your listeners.
You can get all that information again on our website, PlaymakersTalkShow.com. Steve, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
I appreciate the time this morning. Thank you.
Absolutely fascinating. Steve Carpenter is the CEO of IntegraTech. And again, it's IntegraTech without the H, IntegraTech.com. Thank you very much for joining us. We are going to be back with more. Don't go away. We are going to talk about wellness and how wellness is going to get better by reducing infection. We're going to talk to a man by the name of Rick Heller. He is the CEO of Wello, and we'll be back with Rick right after this.
Their names are Vivian, Bryce, Zoe, and Joshua, ages 5 to 12. They are part of a very exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They've all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. Each year in DFW, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." Wipe Out Kids Cancer helps families cope and support researchers looking for a cure. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. Learn more at WOKC.org.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. We have a great story we're going to hear about. It's a way to prevent infection and just help you all together for both businesses and personally. We're speaking with Rick Heller. Rick is the founder and CEO of Wello Incorporated and the founder and CEO of Freshlock Technologies, which is Wello's parent company. Now, Wello produces solutions designed to address early detection of illness to prevent infection and the spread of contagions in healthcare facilities, in education institutions, and the workplace. Rick has been actively involved providing patient safety solutions to hospitals for over 15 years. He invented the Wello products to promote wellness to the community through the monitoring of conditions that spread disease, and that's what we're going to talk about. Rick, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you very much.
Well, it's obvious you've combined technology with wellness, and we'll talk about technology in a few moments. What was the catalyst in putting that all together, and really for your mantra that I saw that's making wellness epidemic?
Yes, well, that's actually the very positive way to look at this. What we observed in the workplace and healthcare and every place indoors that we are is the spread of influenza in particular. And most people don't realize that influenza is in the top 10 list, and it is the only contagious disease in the top 10 list of American killing of killers of Americans. And so as such, we saw that the biggest problem was people coming to work sick. And sick is not a sneeze, it's not a cough. Sick is actually a fever, and we learned that pretty recently here in Dallas, Texas. And that fever that we walk in with is also synonymous with contagion. So we have a Wello Station product within the Wello family of products that actually detects instantly, as we just worked with here, actually detects instantly what your core temperature is. Self-service, nobody has to touch you, be near you, or anything.
Now, you can see this on Rick's website, which is Wello, WELLOINC, WelloInc.com, and they have videos. You can see this. But here in the studio, we have a we have the Wello Station, which is a, I guess you said it's a tablet with a camera on it, and you put your eyes in the two little circles, and it can measure your temperature. Mine was 96.3, I believe, which you said was 98.3, which you said was average. But by doing this, you can tell quickly and immediately if someone has a fever.
Instantly. And we do it every day in many different places throughout the country.
So you put these in offices, in schools, so they can be monitored on a regular basis.
Yes, we do.
So that's one of your three products. You have two more, and I want to talk about these. And again, you can see these on his website, which is WelloInc.com. The Wello Watch.
So Wello Watch is a free app. And, I mean, we're a health and safety company, health and wellness. And what we saw and what we know now, and this is very recent news, is the way that disease actually spreads. And we know that the spread of disease is an event that happens in the winter. That's kind of why we call them colds. It's just been a word that's been coined, and our mothers would tell us, you know, put on a jacket, you'll get cold. It really turns out to be related, but not actually cold. And it turns out to be moisture. And moisture is not well understood when we look at relative humidity outside, and it changes so much during the day. It really is a fixed amount. So Wello Watch, which is available, and it's free, no adverts. It is on iPhone and Android, can be downloaded. So it's one word, Wello Watch, and you basically get a weather app, but you get some very interesting things on top of that. It'll tell you what your relative humidity is indoors.
Wherever you are when you're on the app.
Yes. Well, not only that, but what's really interesting and not well understood is that the relative humidity inside this place that we are right now is the same as my office, which might be 20 miles away, which is the same at a hospital. Almost nobody changes that number.
That's absolutely amazing. So you can check what? I want to go on a trip. I'm going to Europe. I can find out exactly what the relative humidity is going to be?
Without question. It's just a map. You just finger over to the exact place, push the button, and you get the detail.
Now, you also have – there's a health risk on there that you can check. You can also – which gives you – and also the spread of disease, which gives you a green, yellow, and red. And tell us what those mean.
Well, it's just like a traffic light. And the green would say that it's a green day, and a green day is actually a good day. That's a day that disease does not spread that well. So somebody who actually comes to work with influenza that shouldn't, or with a fever, I should say, who shouldn't, will have less of a chance. But opposite of that is a red day, which when they do that, it can be very serious and it can be epidemic within the office. And what we've actually found out that doctors have a little secret that they talk about is that is in terms of a hair day. A good hair day is a bad health day. And a bad hair day is a good health day. And it works perfectly with the greens and the reds.
So if I don't look good, I'm worried about my hair, it's probably a good day.
Well, I don't understand the hair part very much, I have to confess, but your hair looks fine and it's a green day.
I don't understand either, but that'll help us right there too. Now, you also put these in schools, is that correct? So the kids can be monitored?
Yes, and that's a very important thing, camps and schools. And we did this and donated these to the affected schools during the Ebola outbreak. And it was very important that the children and the parents got a sense that there would be no spread or would be no chance of fever walking into school. And it wasn't 2 or 3 days, and we found a few kids with fever. Obviously, they did not have Ebola, but they went home, and then this didn't recur. Parents sort of got the word that we don't send the kids to school sick.
Why is having a temperature so bad? Why is that? Why does that increase the ability to spread disease?
Well, I want to say it's actually a good thing, and let me see if I can explain that. Your body's immune system is busy all the time, and it's busy with a lot of stuff right now. And the fact that we have a normal temperature, as we just saw earlier, is proof that it's doing its job. Occasionally, it gets out of control, and that's the story of disease. And when it gets out of control, your body has a natural response to it. It's not well understood. I should say to some people, it's extremely well understood. To others, it's not. But the fever is the nuclear bomb that your immune system has to put away the disease. So the reason that it is good is because it means that your body is healing. If you try to manipulate it, you will probably get in trouble. Your body knows best. If you go outside when you have a fever and go into public, you risk what's called the risk of co-infection. So if you ask any emergency room doctor what the most complicated cases that come in, they're really the disease cases of co-infection. And that means you get strep and influenza, and they give it an antibiotic, but it doesn't go away, but they certainly got rid of the strep.
So by having a fever, I'm infecting myself even more and infecting others.
You are infecting others without a doubt. And by not treating it, you are allowing it to run its course much faster. If you do not treat it and you do not use fever reducers or any of that, it will run much faster and you will risk less injury.
So this is really taking that thermometer that I had either rectally or orally in my mouth and making it, putting the 21st century. You also mentioned before we started hydration. Why is that so important?
Hydration is continually coming up, just as exercise is coming up in every single chronic disease. You can see it's all good for you. But hydration is something that as we get older, baby boomers age, for whatever reason, and I'm not going to even try to source an explanation, but for whatever reason, we are dehydrated. And your immune system works best hydrated. And that's part of the red and the green days with respect to respiratory health and hydration. So water is absolutely the key. And it's the key to your immune system's ability to function properly.
I used your Wello station, coming back to talking about that, that I'm looking at right now here in the studio. And again, you can check this at welloinc.com. You can see a video of that. But I was 98.3. You said that was normal. What is a fever? How high would that need to be?
A fever is actually – this is something we're going to work on very hard. A fever, we have found – in much of the hospital work that a fever begins at 99 degrees F, and it varies. Everybody's body temperature varies somewhat. But we have this pristine group of well people versus sick people, and we see it at 99, 99.1 with 100% confidence that they are on their way, you know, higher and higher, and certainly with disease. So a fever today is defined as 100.4. So the nurse who was checking in with the CDC was a suspect for Ebola, was told by the CDC, don't worry, you can fly on a plane. She was 99.5 degrees. It's not a fever until 100.4. We're not taking issue with the CDC, but when it comes to fever, we see it down in the low numbers, and we are with 100% confidence that it is, in fact, a sickness and contagious at that rate.
Well, this is a great way to monitor this on a regular basis. But we're talking about fever. We talked about flu. Why does flu spread so rapidly?
Flu does not, actually. Yes, it does, and then it doesn't. So in throughout the tropics, it spreads to what we call fomite. That's just where you touch your face. The reason we wash our hands is because we're ultimately going to touch our face, and whatever was on our hands is going to infect us. The question is, how did it get there? Did you pick up a pen? Did you press an elevator button? Did you press the microwave at the company? So that's so the reason influenza turns into an epidemic, which is a key word here, is because of the dry conditions that present in the winter. And then in addition to that, and that's the bad hair, good hair day story, but in addition to that, the actual change, and Texas is one of these kinds of regions, the change from a moist to dry creates a momentary susceptibility in us so that as well people, if we're presented with the germ, or the pathogen, they call it, we have a higher likelihood of getting sick. So hydration is the way to fight that, by the way. So it just keeps coming up. You know, we're almost like we're water animals. So just drink if we're not going to be in a swimming pool all day long.
We all know there's more water to us than almost anything else. One other product we didn't talk about was Wella Control. What is that?
So Wella Control is that's more of a techie product. It's a web reply that an HVAC system, that refers to heating, ventilation, air conditioning system, can probe from anywhere in the world and ask what its setting should be for relative humidity. And as we take into account the current diseases in the area, we take into account the way disease spreads based on that relative humidity, and since we already know, then we give them the setting. And the setting can be influenced by a forecast, which Wella Watch actually provides, as well as some historical information.
Well, you have a number of products. The one that anybody can get free is Wella Watch. And how can they get that app?
Thank you for asking. Wella Watch, you can go to our wellowinc.com site and we'll point to it. You can go to Android Play Store. You can go to iPhone and whatever they call the iPhone Store. And you can download Wella Watch. It's one word, Wello and Watch. And it'll install immediately. You get a weather app for it, and you can actually see what the probability of spread is.
And it's W-E-L-O Watch, and you can find that at Wello Inc., WELLOINC.com. And you can also get information there about the Wello Station and the Wella Control. Rick, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you very much.
This is absolutely fascinating. Great show. Join us at PlaymakersTalkShow.com where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back next week with more Playmakers. See you then.
Nationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author Steve Flein sits down with the most fascinating difference makers in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hear from top CEOs, local entrepreneurs, and key playmakers in business right now with your host, Steve Flein.